You're listening to Anime Now.
I hate when you do that.
You gotta let the people know what we're on, what our thing
we're
is.
We are patrons of the arts, darling. Patrons of the arts. Ooh. I commissioned a piece by a young artist.
Hell yeah, yeah, for real. We're like a great feeling, isn't it, when you're like supporting artists?
She's
like,
sick.
Yeah.
I hope she doesn't listen to the podcast.
Oh, and what I guess the worst thing would be like she says no, I'm not doing it, and like yeah, and we save £100.
Yeah. Don't tell them how much. As a patron of the arts, one would never tell.
Well, we're patrons, but we're also broke.
Yeah, I'm like, broke as fuck. I ruined my body this week by only smoking cigarettes and not vaping.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I made myself a poverty soup. Poverty soup. I made the best fucking poverty soup. So good.
Oh fuck! Now I'm the one eating on like shit.
You're really crunching away.
Hitting them crackers.
Should
like,
we do it at the same time? You go for it. I'll go for it. You ready?
All right.
Ready. 3, 2, 1.
Ah.
Mm. Feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, these crackers are just too damn nice.
Some bitch's got to listen to that.
Yeah, and then you're gonna be like, oh, we're down in the charts again. I wonder why. What's going on? What could be the thing?
For you though, it's drinking on mic. You're a real sloppy drinker.
I enjoy my drink. I see.
Yeah,
I
you
see,
do. You do this. Shit. You got this. You go. Just mute the mic like that.
Yeah, I'm gonna start doing that for real. Like, it's my fault.
And
for,
the
for
beat,
sitting
the
there.
Beating off has got to stop.
But that's part
I know,
of the.
I know
that's part of the ambiance.
I know we're back here in the Goon Cave.
Goon Cave Alpha, yeah.
No, yours is the Goon Cave. Back. Mine is the Goon Dungeon.
Is that okay? Sure. We're back in Goon Cave Alpha to discuss some serious anime business. We watched the anime. We watched the anime of all time. One of the goats.
One of the goats. You're memeing again. We're saying that so often now that it's going to start like sounding like something we say.
They're
going to think we're deeply unserious.
Yeah, this is our personality now. We're like, we've just gone 180, and like just turned around from being ironic to just being very sincere about our feelings, and like sincerely desiring for Zoomers to like us via our language. Mm-hmm. Please have mercy on us olds. We watched the old ass anime. You're gonna have to sit through.
Was this one
our conversation?
Was this one pre Akira or post Akira? It's post Akira, right?
Post Akira, yeah. About 7 years.
Aye.
Yeah. Ghosts in the show.
I spoke over you introducing the anime that we watched.
We watched Ghosts in the
said,
show.
They said
in the we watched Ghost in the Shell.
Goat in the Shell.
So one of the goats in the shell.
One of the goats in the shell. So it opens with they say in the near distant future, where the world is entirely linked up to the internet.
Yeah.
But the N word still can't say the N word.
You still can't say
the N word. They made real sure to say. I can't figure out why they made sure to say that.
Huh?
No, they were like the world is completely linked up by the internet.
Yeah, but nations
still can't say. but race still exists.
Yeah.
But race played no part in the. In the anime, they just wanted you to know that you still can't say the N word in the future.
Ah, interesting. Okay, yeah. Well, let me take us back to the year of 1854. On the shores of Japan, a fleet of the U.S. Navy has arrived.
Black ships. Black ships. I learned that from that fucking gay anime last week.
That's right. They did mention the black ships
not last week, the week before.
Yeah, they did mention the black ships in The World God Only Knows. That's every anime comes back to it. Like, if it ain't the atom bomb, well, it's gonna be partially the atom bomb, but also the black ships.
So what was on the black ships?
White people.
No.
A large fella by the name of Commodore Matthew Perry steps off of the ship, and he grabs the first slanty-eyed native he sees, and he's like, it's time for you to accept civilization into your destitute harbor.
Yeah.
Open them holes. We need you to open all of the ports and let in our big black ships. enforcing a bit of a diplomacy via the barrel of a gun, Commodore Perry managed to pry open Japan from this state of relative isolationism, and made them trade with the U.S. and
what does Japan possibly have though? You mean we could have got sweet Jap? They got anime? They had all the sick snacks.
snacks is one thing. Anime. They had katanas. They had bitches.
They had bitches.
We're
gonna go back to the maid cafe.
The next opportunity we have, we're gonna visit a fucking maid cafe.
They're still doing them.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, that's a foregone conclusion. Of course we are. They had sick katanas that I mentioned at.
Those fucking weird, freaky little shoes. The toe shoes.
Yeah.
Toe shoes.
The toe shoes.
Toe shoes guys were invented in Japan.
The geta. Wait. Which shoes are we talking about here? Like the ninja footsie shoes? The foot fetishist shoes. The ones that are the naked footwear type shoes.
I don't know. You'd know.
I'm not a foot guy.
I didn't get the foot thing.
You see, I think this is very relevant to the anime, actually, because I used to think I was not a foot guy either, but I think I've evolved. I've achieved.
You eat the whole of the animal now.
Yeah. I leave no part uneaten.
Unslurped.
Leave no part unslurped. I used to think the idea of being into feet was absurd and degenerate, and you're going straight to hell.
If it's degenerate, if it's degen shit, I'm there.
That's what happened. There's at some point I crossed the Rubicon, and now I can't uncross that shit. And it's because an individual is made up of certain ideas, and the parts that make up an individual are connected to a web of ideas and notions, a worldwide web, one might say. So who we really are is not a fixed thing. I think that's
you're a more evolved form of being for
not quite there yet, but going up the ladder, going up rung by rung, by putting your voice out on the internet, by interfacing with humans, with bots, with an internet full of a dead internet that is populated entirely by AI that's trying to imitate us in every fashion.
You ever thought about how we've left ourselves, aside from, so, no one, there's no one listening to this, other than maybe some AI that's scraping the internet, and we're just leaving ourselves wide open to 'cause previous to this, like, I guess only my singing voice was on the internet.
Yeah.
And now my entire fucking voice is on the internet, and that can be cloned in like 5 seconds.
Oh, they could make you say terrible shit, Joss.
Or they could pretend I've been kidnapped, and send out my plea for help to a bunch of people that couldn't give a shit or couldn't afford to pay anyway.
Oh no! Just imagine a cassette tape pops into my mail, and I play it on my cassette tape player, which I definitely own, and it's Joss's voice being like, "Lawrence, help me! You're my only hope. I'm gonna need about
you're my only hope.
I'm gonna need about a thousand pounds, maybe."
Good luck, bitch.
I'm sorry, Joss, but I'm just gonna be like, yeah, damn. R.I.P. hit you up on WhatsApp, be like, Joss, you just got kidnapped. Hey, you know I don't have $1,000. Be real. Be real for a second. Yeah.
If I got one for you, I'd hunt them down. I'd grab a knife between my teeth. I'd strip down to just my suspenders.
Yeah.
And I'd jump backwards off a building to come find you.
Damn.
Hunt down your killers.
I don't deserve that shit. Damn. That's love to see that someday.
I mean, that's like this anime really because like it really played into that, you know, that dream of like that bitch that just has no fucking, like, she just gets naked. She hasn't, because she's just a shell.
Uh-huh.
Like, she has no regard for nudity. She's lost all sense of original sin.
That
was a teenage dream, right? Like, that this bitch would just wander naked around your house. Having bitches just wander naked around your house, blah, 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 right?
Yeah, so that's a thing that other people may find attractive, but like not me, not no. quite, no.
There's a Seinfeld episode about that.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. Where he's like, What's the deal with this bitch walking naked around my house? How am I supposed to amuse myself when I can't fit this bitch in my body? But no, so this bitch is wandering naked around his house, like, and it's fucking great. At first, like, he loves her, but then she coughs, and then he sees what the body does. But like this beautiful body does when it's like coughing.
Yeah.
He's like, that's fucking disgusting. Get out of my house.
Wait, is that what happens in the Seinfeld episode?
Yeah. And so he tries to gross her out by then like picking, he gets naked too and stuff, like picking things up.
Yeah.
Or like.
That's pretty funny. I've never actually watched Seinfeld like that, you know? It's like, I was very, very much, one of my favorite activities to like make white people uncomfortable was like
you haven't watched Seinfeld.
Yeah, it's like you like Seinfeld, huh? Oh, you'll love this. Hold up, here we go. I'm charging it up. I'd say the N-word, you see. And the applause that I would get showered with, it's really, really pretty cool. I was pretty, pretty pleased with that run. I can't find my fucking phone.
Can't find your phone. What do you need your phone for?
Keep track of how long we're doing this show.
I got a watch. You ever thought about getting a watch?
No.
Why not?
Because that's the kind of watch that they make you pay like fucking £20 a month to put on your arm.
No, I don't pay a subscription for this.
No.
No, you can get them with like, you can get them with they just, it uses your phone's data.
Yeah.
You don't have to get one with like a its own SIM card in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, but
you don't have to wear that, just a fucking watch.
I don't really give a shit about that. I'm like I'm an original, you know. I'm like
you go by the sun.
I'm like cyber cyber
by the sun and the smell of fire in the air.
A cyber agnostic. while all of y'all are like once you can replace your arm with like a holographic like wrist mounted device that like shows you the time.
You replace your arm with a holographic arm.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I might just replace my arm with a holographic arm that just like shows me the time at all times. Like, once we get to the level of technology where I can like see the time in like the upper right corner of my retinas, maybe then I'll like be concerned with this distant concept that people are all obsessed with.
What's the first augmentation you're getting when the time comes? When we go to the back streets of little Tokyo in Brighton, and
augmentations.
What are they called? In the cyberpunk universe, what are they called?
I don't know.
What are the surgeons called?
Flesh rippers.
Ripper docs.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's I'm installing a pump. I'm installing a Nerf style like a super soaker pump in my cock. I like charge it up and then it just like blasts semen for me.
You're turning ejaculation into a pleasureless. You're gonna beat off.
Excuse me.
Beat off more efficiently.
Pleasureless? No. It doesn't involve pleasure in the normal animalistic sense, the primal sense. I get my pleasure from like erupting a load at will on unsuspecting and unwilling strangers, and I'd be like, it's just a bit of fun. Like, get with the times. Like, people are evolving. This shit is evolving. I'm becoming a new kind of human. I'm becoming an advanced. And
you want to come quicker?
No, I want to use it like a super soaker.
You want to spread your seed with rapid efficiency.
It's not about the efficiency. It's just about how funny it would be just to like mark my territory. It's the
What would you come on first? Colonial monuments.
No, that sounds pretty awesome, but like I was just thinking about the fridge in the corner store with all of the different monster energies. I don't know why my brain wandered there, but like I think that would be funny. What do you think of Ghost in the Shell? Did you like it?
Oh, it's great. Yeah. Well, what's not to like about Ghost in the Shell?
Fuck, I'm doing it again.
what's not to like about Ghost in the Shell? It's fucking sick.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah. I want to go for two. Go number two. Let's do Ghost in the Shell 2.
Yeah. No, yeah, that's what I was going to propose. Yeah, by the end of this, yeah. You know, watch the next one real quick.
I found it very interesting. So, in 2, does the child get naked?
What, do you want me to spoil it for you?
There was a definite thing that was going through my head.
Yes.
It was like, we've looked at this bitch naked the entire fucking film.
Yeah.
And then at the end, they're like, whoop, I'm a child now.
Right.
But I'm still the same person.
No, but she isn't.
No, she's not. No, she's a... She's got this malevolent, or not malevolent, just a...
I don't know.
Well, but human data maybe just produces malevolence. It's a question.
I don't know about that. It's like, I think compared to the malevolence that like drives human nature, it's really just a reflection of our own values and beliefs. And at some point, the AI or the puppet master or whatever name that they choose to go by.
I did like how they meticulously misgendered the AI. That was sick.
Yeah. No, they were very deliberate about that.
Yeah,
they were
like, exactly.
Yeah. And like,
one of them was like, but it looks like a bitch. And the other one was like, yeah, but like, we call it he.
Yeah. For no reason. Yeah. They just like, and they state that pretty plainly as well. It's like, this is the nickname that the doctor has chosen to refer to this person by. It's interesting. Yeah.
What's interesting about it?
The way that I've sort of like interacted with Ghost in the Shell over the years has changed. I've ascended to a higher plane. And each time that I've seen this, I've ascended one rung further. I remember when I was just a teenager, this is the kind of film that would appeal to me, because, it's got boobs. Mm-hmm. It's got like,
Do you not have the Gainax jiggle though?
No, well, you know, we haven't really reached that silicon perfection yet.
I want to watch a Gainax jiggle supercut. I could watch that. Maybe you have to make it.
I'm sure it exists. I'm sure someone's spotted that before. There's titties in there. There's guns. I love the meticulous attention to detail.
You sent me a message about how much you wanted a particular gun, and yeah. You've always been anti-gun. I've always been like, oh, I want a gun so much, just a little gun. And then you send me a message like, am I this one?
No, now you're putting words in my mouth. I'm not anti-gun.
Yeah, I'm like, I want a gun. And you're like, oh, Josh, you're so crazy. You're so stupid. I'm so stupid.
I'm not anti-gun. I'm like anti-gun in like the context of you know, our current moment.
Blast in the shells.
But I'd love this. I think this. This anime is
pro
cops like,
having guns, just not me having a gun.
I'm pro trans women having guns. I'm pro you having guns.
Sick, I'll take it.
Nice.
Well talk out of that one.
The guns in Ghost in the Shell, I think sort of like it did something for me, definitely. There's like such an accurate attention to detail to the guns, and that's like made me pay attention when I was younger. And then, you know, watch it again a little bit older, and you like try to explore the subtextual layers, the ideas, the themes that it's trying to address, and you like come to like a synthesis, and you're like, oh, so it's about like transhumanism, like becoming more than human, understanding what it is to be human by like leaving those bounds behind, and like feeding on the information network that operates at the speed of light, like interfacing with that, and now having rewatched it, there were two distinct layers that like I found really interesting. One was the sort of social political context that's the film is in, related to Commodore Perry, but also like the
Jean was Commodore Perry,
the bitch that filled Japan's holes, that opened up Japan's ports.
Oh,
yeah, okay. And but also post-war Japanese anti-war sentiment. And like 1950s and 1960s, but also amongst all of the guns, the social intrigue, the cyberpunk shit, the awesome shots of a decrepit Hong Kong in the rain, it's a involving and a true to life trans romance. It's like it's a trans love story. Did you did you get that? Maybe I'm just really horny.
I guess she'd never realized she could be a bottom before, and then she bottomed for her as superior trans. Yeah. Maybe.
Or like, I'm gonna need you.
But that does happen in your average trans romance as well. You get like a if someone is a you get this sort of infatuation with someone who's a. She's transer than you.
And then she
fell for a hook, line, and sinker. Yeah.
No, exactly. I need you to corroborate this shit for me. Major Motoko Kusanagi, the protagonist of Ghost in the Shell. I mean, first of all, the haircut, trans girl haircut. Her body is a shell that that society projects.
She's got a little bit of brickishness to her as well, like a nice level of brick.
Yeah, that's that good brick factor.
A real good brick. Yeah.
I guess me bricked up certainly. You know, she's quiet, she's like autistic, and then like once you get her talking, she won't fucking shut up about like the nature of like identity and the self, and like starts doing Nietzsche shit, starts doing Hegel. like why the fuck did I put a coin in this bitch? She's deeply addicted to the internet. She's armed. Her weapon of choice is the FN P90 submachine gun. Mm-hmm. For some reason,
P90 is sick as well.
Yeah, for some reason,
prone to misfires though. I think
is it.
I think so. I thought the P90 was unreliable.
It looks sick though. It's so fucking cool. Yeah. But for some reason, this gun in my head, it's the trans girl gun. It's like the trans girl submachine gun.
Well, it was the transest one in 007 GoldenEye, definitely.
Was it in GoldenEye as well?
Yeah. Oh, GoldenEye.
I don't remember that. Yeah, well, for some reason, I have no idea why, but in my head, the association is this is the trans girl gun. Mm-hmm. And like, so she's surfing the internet. She's like logging into like the intellectual dark web and like downloading all of this Hegelian philosophy. And then she runs into another trans girl who is more autistic than her by like a factor of 10. And like,
we'll make her sit down at a dinner table all fucking night long and rant at her about fucking Nietzsche.
Yeah. Yeah, and like all of a sudden this bitch is like blowing up her Discord and being like, you must merge with me, we must merge. this must ring a bell, right?
I've been there.
No, this is like and then you've got the scene where they do like actually merge.
Kills you. There you go. You merge with the bitch, and then when you get your fucking head blown off. That happened to me.
That's the pessimistic view. You certainly came close to death. Motoko Kusanagi came close to death as well, but it transformed her. It transformed her. She like the puppet master died. Motoko died. Something new was born. Yeah, I'm not quite sure how to conclude that, but I just think it's very funny how Bato, the guy with the cyber eyes, who was like a crush on Motoko throughout the film, basically just getting cucked, like it's just being cucked, like
right before his eyes,
right before his eyes, just like seeing these two bitches merge, and he can't do anything about it.
That T for T through and through.
Yeah, no. Ghost in the Shell is actually a T for T romance. All of the other stuff is kind of secondary, and that's the viewing that I had this time. I think I figured it out.
Deeply gay viewing. Well done.
Yeah. Well, it brings me to one of the things that like I've been meaning to explore via this podcast.
You're gonna explore yourself on the podcast.
if you don't mind, look away,
listeners. And Lawrence is exploring themselves.
Is it possible, Joss, tell me, for an anime to trans an individual? Can an anime
only bullying can trans an individual?
Good point. Counterpoints. Watching anime gets you bullied.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah. We're getting somewhere, right?
Or does getting bullied lead you to watching anime?
Oh shit! Chicken or the egg, indeed. Consider this. In 1995, when Ghost in the Shell was released, the Wachowskis did not have dreadlocks yet. Mm-hmm. Do you think Ghost in the Shell
made them transracial? Made the Wachowskis transracial.
They sat down and watched Ghost in the Shell, like both of them, like one who is actually trans, the other one is just a big copier, and they were like, yeah, that's right. The notion of the self is fucking artificial. Memories are an illusion. Race is a construct. Yeah, I should get dreadlocks and then tell people I'm trans to disguise the fact that I'm getting dreadlocks. so they can't go at me for my dreadlocks because I'm trans. That's the tactic. That's the strat.
We was queens.
Yeah.
Did you know that the Matrix is a trans allegory?
I've heard this before. Many people are saying this.
It's a crock of fucking shit.
I mean, it's open to that reading, and
it's
like
bullets, bullshit.
Yeah, I think you're gonna have to like really support your arguments if you're gonna take it that way, because there's just a whole bunch of shit going on. It's also just like
a simplistic one level
yeah,
view of it.
Yeah, it's also bullets. Like an allegory for sick kung fu. It's also an allegory for what if you were like, what if the robots nutted in your
what if you lived in a pool of nut most of your life? And woke up covered in cummies, what would you do?
Yeah.
You'd go to a fucking hippie psytrance rave.
I'm pretty sure that wasn't an original thought from me. But neither is the dumb trans allegory. Because the thing that people point to is like, oh, they take a pill and it like opens
fucking
up the...
Bullshit. Fucking bullshit. Like, yeah, it's one of the things I hate. Like, I hate to hear the most.
Mm.
It's not a fucking trans allegory. It's just a fucking silly cyberpunk movie.
Oh well, I mean, there's trans shit in there. It's in there. Like, but you can apply that same kind of framework to like any kind of a situation where a person comes to realize some sort of a deeper truth about the world and themselves.
It's like when people say Virginia Woolf's Orlando is a trans book. Mm-hmm. When actually, if you look into her reasoning behind the book and what she said about the book, and if you read the fucking book. It's not a trans book, although it has someone transition gender in the book.
Yeah,
it's not a trans book. It's about gender roles and about gender.
People like project their own experience onto whatever it is.
The film that was made of it, Sally Potter's film, she has clearly brought in some trans narratives to it.
Yeah.
But the book itself.
Yeah.
It's not a trans book.
Yeah.
It's a fucking great book to read if you're trans.
Yeah, I mean, that's what adaptation is about, isn't it? You take your own ideas to it and like make it into something new and different. And
The Gay Trips is not a trans
book. But there's fucking cis people saying this shit. As if they've like decoded this shit
people will say any fucking bullshit.
Expect some sort of a back pat, but does the anime trans you?
Hang on.
Are you looking for something?
Yeah, I just had to see whether the Gay Trips was a thing. it's got an IMDb from 2013. Massive American top Colby Jensen goes down the rabbit hole of legendary Hungarian bottom Peter Pariani.
What?
In this gay porn spoof of The Matrix. Shit, we've got to watch The Gay Trips.
Maybe if they did an anime of that, he would. But...
We're not watching porn together.
No. We could watch it separately, like we did with A Kites. We can. Can the movie make you trans?
Can the movie make you trans?
What if you...
A lot of faggots have watched the same movies.
Yeah, but I reckon that's just because they're faggots.
But like Dare believe in gateway drugs.
Yeah. Perhaps not one movie, but what if you like just like bombarded yourself with anime for years and years on end? And at some point you watch one anime too many and you're like,
take yourself over.
Yeah, and you're like
But I didn't watch any anime.
But you have though.
I have watched anime.
You have watched anime. Liar. So which anime did it? Which anime did it for you?
Not prior to I'm trying to think what anime I watched prior to 2013. I guess I watched Ghost in the Shell before then.
And it just lingered in the subconscious. Studio Ghibli is like anime for fascists. It's a fucking LDP anime. It's a Shinzo Abe-fied anime. I feel like that there is a particular anime that I can point to and be like, this anime trans me. Mm-hmm. It was Gundam. but we'll never be able to explore that, unfortunately. I feel like there was a certain point I have. Well, we have before. Like, and then you fucking totally copied my shit.
Yeah. Hang on, what are you talking about?
This was like a couple years ago, like after we went boxing, and we were like sitting at the pub, and I was like, you know what, I'm trans, I'm gonna do they them pronouns, and
so I didn't copy your shit. Hang on.
Yeah, and I was like, and I'm pink pilling. I'm seriously considering estrogen.
Do you not remember when we met, Lawrence?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. And then you copied my shit again. It was like, who's this like extremely cool, confident, mask person? Maybe I should give this a try. This is actually pretty fucking dope. I'm joking.
Yeah, I'm so confused.
I'm sorry. I'm joking, Joss. I'm playing. No, you didn't copy my shit. I probably copied yours.
when I came out to my brother in 2013, my brother who's gay, he said, "You've always got a one up me, haven't you?"
That's a pretty dope answer. That's pretty funny. That's pretty good.
Love him. Bless him. He's fucking great.
Yeah. I watched a particular episode of Gundam, and
explain to me why it's gay.
I thought to myself, I said to myself, you know, fuck this gender nonsense, fuck pretending to be a man. None of this fucking makes sense, and this is the truest thing I've ever fucking heard. It like spoke to my soul, and like just something cracked inside of me. I don't know what it was. I'm meant to believe that this is supposedly an egg. Mm-hmm. There's like a lot of egg metaphor stuff going on.
It's a mixture, yeah. Which again was serendipitous. I was into eggs before the trans people started talking about eggs. My deep egg fascination going on.
Yeah.
Are you ever gonna tune it up?
Huh?
You ever gonna tune it up?
Have you seen my computer? I built that shit, you know? I've built my own fucking leverless hitbox.
We'll get you some estrogen, we'll get you some
I'm like
get you some laser.
Wearing purple. Yeah. It's a journey. It's a journey. I'm like I think I'm only like just a couple steps into it. But
we're in the city where we can get you some fucking estrogen real easy.
Yeah.
Nice and easy.
Yeah.
We'll hook you up with the good shit. Make you sleepy. Make you cry at finished art movies.
Yeah.
I don't even do any of that shit. One of the things I fucking hate the most about like fucking I'm in like group chats. I'm like a big Brighton-based like trans girl trans feminine group chat. One of the things I fucking hate the most is like, ever since I started taking estrogen, I just need so many cuddles.
Oh shit! Genius.
I fucking hate that shit.
Oh no. I've been so touch-starved since I've started taking estrogen.
These bitches that post, like, these fucking stupid, like, what are trans girls like memes and shit.
Nice. That rules.
Yeah, we just like snoochies and boochies and...
Damn. And,
yeah, I hate that shit.
Yeah. You know, maybe I can get started by like you know, being invited to the group chats real quick. Maybe that's a good place to start. Yeah, I got a lot of trans girls out there to cuddle real quick. here's the thing. It's a complicated. It's complicated.
Yeah, damn right, it's fucking complicated.
Yeah, I know. I guess I don't really have to explain that to you. Yeah. Like observing yourself, observing your own like experience with gender and like the way that that people see you as mm-hmm. well. There is like so many things that that go unexplored too, which may not be ready to discuss actually. So. Let's swing back around to Ghost in the Shell. Let's
see if we can like. Would you fuck me? I'd fuck me. She's a big fat person.
So there is a certain socio-political narrative. Yeah, I feel like I'm fucking.
I'm too much socio-political narratives. Better make this fucking good.
Sure. Okay. I'll put my autism on display here. So 1954, after the Japanese capitulated in World War II, they got hit real hard. I recall that there were like a couple of big explosions that like signaled the end of things for the Japanese Empire.
But it's okay. They didn't mind too much. It didn't encroach its way into every single fucking bit of media output they produced for the next 100 years.
luckily it didn't. The radiation was probably contained very well and didn't like affect the psyche of like each subsequent generation. But I would argue that the American occupation did. It was not the bomb that fucked up the Japanese. It was Americans. It was a sudden rapid influx of American culture, attempt at like Americanization and democratization of Japan after it was like nuked to submission by America. They came in and they did what they did in Iraq, basically.
One cheeseburger, please.
Yeah, they brought their cheeseburgers, and they brought their noir films, and they brought baseball, and like subsequently,
the Japanese are now better at baseball than the Americans. I've heard.
So,
I also heard that fat guys are better at baseball than the...
It's a sport that
baseball
is...
Baseball players are getting fatter.
It's a sport that is like pretty friendly to fat folks. Yeah. From what I understand, I don't know shit about baseball, honestly. And that led to a period of rebuilding, a period of like reestablishing Japan, reshaping it as like democratic nation. The imperialist right wing fascist political leaders that were running the country, they were you know, they were arrested, put on trial, and like
fascism in Japan was over forever.
It was over for about 6 years. When the United States realized that, like, with fascism dead, the real enemy is actually communism.
Yeah, well, that's it. They're getting a little bit too close to. I mean, the fucking American war against fucking socialism was insane. The shit they did to suppress like nations across, like growing nations forming around like universal healthcare.
Yeah.
Like that like they would fucking rape and pillage the like fucking Central America at the tiniest whiff of like people looking after each other.
Yeah.
Insane.
Yeah.
Insane. Like evil shit.
Yeah, fuck absolutely. Them. They
fuck
were like
them,
fuck
this place.
Down. They were obsessed with like stomping out communism wherever
deeply
it like
autistic anti-communism.
Yeah. So in 1954, the U.S. decided to retreat from Japan and like give Japan back to the Japanese. But under
Contras, have you seen what the Contras were up to?
I've heard so. Under the conditions that the Japanese government would allow the United States to station troops in Japan wherever they pleased, they would allow American troops to be able to like interfere in Japanese domestic issues in order to like maintain peace. They were under no obligation to protect Japan should they go to war with anyone else, and this treaty would last indefinitely. So deeply humiliating. Daddy leaves, but they also get to fucking stay at the same time. Mm-hmm. And at this point, Japan was a deeply, I don't know if you could say they were deeply anti-war, but like their constitution, they reestablished their constitution after the Second World War, and it included an article. I don't know if you've heard of this, Article 9 of the Japanese Constitution, the Japanese people renounce war. They renounced war
I thought they had to do that as part of the treaty.
They went
part of the cuckening.
They went a step further. They renounced war and they renounced the right to a standing army. And this was something that the Japanese people were extremely fucking proud of. They're like a large segment of the population. I was like, this was a huge fucking mistake. I didn't sign the fuck up for this. And
have we talked about the Emperor's Naked Army Marches On yet on the podcast?
No, we haven't. Mm. No. But that's relevant also. Mm. That's relevant also. To cut my ramble shorts, at some point in history around the 1960s, so a year of huge upheaval in Japanese politics. People were protesting the government for walking back all of these anti-war policies, going along with the U.S.'s deeply unequal treaty. But at the same time, trying to ensure political power for fascism in Japan, that the people I feel like I'm going on too long about this.
No, but hit what you're trying to say. What are you trying to say?
Oh, basically, the U.S. is fucking fascists.
Yeah.
And the puppet master, Project 2501, I feel like is a parallel to an U.S. involvement in Japanese politics and the way that U.S. Political goals in the South, in Southeast Asia, are projected via Japan. And in that way,
why? How? What's Project 250? What was?
I feel like I got lost in the weeds there.
Yeah. What was Project 2501 set up to do in the again? So Section 6 made it.
Yeah. So that was the project that gave birth to the puppet master.
Yeah. Yeah. I know that.
AI.
So what was Section 6 up to? So Section 6 was MI6, right? The foreign espionage agency.
Isn't that MI? Yeah, sure.
MI5 is domestic.
Yeah.
MI6 is Section 6. Section 6, right?
Yeah.
And so they're the foreign espionage. So they set up this AI to do foreign espionage. Was it?
Exactly.
Yeah. And then Section 9 was police, the Rosses.
They were domestic. They were domestic, yeah. Black ops type shit. I mean, they did assassinate a diplomat in the opening of the film. It's not really something that the
No, I thought. Oh no, she wasn't hacked to do that. I thought she was hacked to do that.
No,
she wasn't hacked.
No. She was hacked by the government. She was hacked by arm of political power, something that she rejects later in the film. Questions her own humanity, her own motivations, based on where she is in life. It's a story. It's a T for T romance. It's also about a cop quitting being a cop
by getting shot in the head.
That's how cops react to you saying you don't want to be a cop anymore, isn't it?
Tend to be that way.
They jump
you out proper if you know too much.
you've been paying attention to the
good
time, right?
Dead cop. We got do you want to say? We've got 10 minutes left, I think.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. I'm beginning to get a nice internal sense of this shit, I guess.
I've really got to pee.
So do I.
Is it?
Well, let's just go. Let's just let it all out.
Can you want to cross swords?
Cross streams.
You want to cross? Get the streams crossed.
Are we going to eat Jamaican food today?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, it's right here around the corner. It's good shit.
Some curry goat and a dumpling. Mm-hmm. I want one of those fucking big dumplings.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Let's make it happen.
Fuck yeah.
How did you feel about Ghost in the Shell? Let me hear your
how
thoughts.
I feel about it.
This time, I feel like, yeah, I saw Laced With, I do not remember seeing when I was a fucking 18-year-old or whatever, or younger.
Yeah, was that the last time you saw it?
Yeah. Like, it was like the first week of university I saw it.
Yeah.
So it would have been, just about 18. It wasn't a 10 out of 10 for me. Like, it didn't make me cry, and but I did really fucking enjoy it. I think that I think your reading of it being a trans narrative, a trans merging is a good one. And there was elements of at the beginning I was wondering, God, is this some sort of propaganda?
Mm-hmm.
And then it turns out to be anti-propaganda, which I quite like. It's just good, plain old good cyberpunk, isn't it?
It's good cyberpunk.
Cyberpunk.
Yeah.
It's good. I'm looking forward to 2. I'm so fucking desperate for a Wii that I can't fucking think of, and I can't really string a sentence together.
Oh dear. Joss has not had any beer this week until they've come here.
Because I'm so broke.
Yeah.
I spent all my money on speakers. Not thinking that nice. I might have to stop for it at the end of the month. They're fucking good speakers though.
Yeah,
fucking sick speakers.
I feel like I wasted so much fucking time because, like, there's still so much to talk about regarding, like, the parallels in Ghost in the Shell to Angel's Egg. You remember Angel's Egg?
I love Angel's Egg.
Yeah, same director.
No.
Yeah.
Well, you tried all that shit for ages just so you couldn't talk about your gender issues.
Yeah. No, I should have done that. Damn.
Yeah. I gotta piss so bad.
Where are we at? Okay.
We're at a reasonable time. I just really gotta pee.
All right. You do your thing. I'll do the coda over here.
Oh, sick. Okay. Bum, bum, bum.
You're listening to Anime Now. The email is anime.goblinoid@gmail.com. The Twitter is @AnimeNow69. I got really in my own head about gender shit, but mostly I was in my own head about how relevant all of that would be to the anime, and perhaps it would have been really fucking relevant. So I don't know why I'm restraining myself from talking about my own experiences and perspectives in relation to the anime, especially since anime fucking stomped on my balls and made me into a large hairy girl. So here's something that people don't talk about, that they don't state outright, but what is that element of gender, that element of desire or sexual evolution, where you you're absolutely positively sure that you're straight and cis for a large chunk of your youth until you actually start having sex. And then it's this is weird and strange, and I'm not me. I'm not inside of my body when I'm inside of someone else. It's this weird paradox that you have to maintain, and as you're maintaining it, your dick is softening constantly. It's there's no way that this is going to work. Well, in that case, if women make my dick soft, then maybe I'm simply into men, and then that feels even weirder. It feels a little less weird with practice, but like it still doesn't make you feel like it still doesn't feel like a thymic experience of like your sexual orientation or like gender experience. It's just a different kind of shit. All right, and then howdy, you have a good piss. And then,
that's excellent, thank you.
I'm saying all of the shit that I was supposed to say.
Oh yeah, do that
because
I'm not in a hurry anymore. Carry on forever.
Nice. And then you, where are you at? And then you start meeting other people. You start meeting other bitches, and like the most sense it made, the most comfortable you felt while you're fucking is either bi women and gay women. For some reason, gay bitches love me. I love gay bitches. And for some reason, women who are like would consider themselves lesbians most of the time or whatever,
I used to have that too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you give good head, probably.
Yeah.
Enthusiastic.
That's probably a part of it. Yeah. And that's when it clicks, right? So all of this time, you were having the wrong sex. You're having gay sex with straight people until you're having straight sex with gay people. Okay, now I'm confusing myself.
I don't know. I don't know. At least for me, I don't think... It's been so long since I've had sex because I was swearing off that actually, but I probably can't even speak to this.
With all the anime you've watched, you're basically a virgin again.
Yeah.
Re-virginized.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, I think, I don't know. I came in there saying no. But what I mean is that for me, I don't think, like sexuality played much part in gender shift. Maybe it did.
Interesting. You know what?
I was fucking them lesbians.
Hold on to that thought. Yeah. We're gonna be watch Ghost in the Shell 2.
Okay.
And we can pick it right back up because. Because it's not like we're gonna fucking become straight in between this podcast.
I'm gonna try.
We're always trying. So that's all we can do. What's your rating? Ghost in the Shell.
Goy conversion therapy.
Out of 10. What you got?
Nine bullets in the chamber of an Italian revolver.
Hell yeah. That shit's so fucking cool. I'm gonna give it a big fat 10 because I love anime and I love anime titties. It's really all there is to it, I guess. Great anime. For next week, for right now, for in a couple of hours, we're gonna be watching Ghost in the Shell 2 Innocence. Everyone's watched Ghost in the Shell. Everyone's like, this is a classic. This is one of the goats of anime. But no one's watched Ghost in the Shell 2.
I think I might have done, but because I had it because I got the box set off of someone. And so I think I must have watched it, but I was high or drunk or asleep or whatever.
It might actually be better than Ghost in the Shell, but we're about to find out. All right, you already know what the email is.
We haven't done that much racism this time.
No, just transphobia. I think this was the transphobia episode.
Yeah, I'm scared as hell of the trans bitches. I'm scared as hell.
See you in the next one, y'all.